Persecution came to the church from the very moment of its birth on the day of Pentecost, because this marvelous outpouring of the Holy Spirit was taking people away from the established way of doing things, taking people out from under the power of certain people, and doing something in them that changed everything. But the power to deal with persecution is in the power of the Holy Spirit. Before the Holy Spirit fell upon these disciples, they were hiding from the authorities. They were afraid of being hauled in front of the magistrate, afraid of the punishment, afraid of everything. Now, after the Holy Spirit, they did not show fear in the face of persecution. Listen to what happened when Peter was arrested and called to account for preaching in the name of Jesus Christ, when the man whom he had seen at the gate was healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 4, verse 5. And it came to pass on the next day that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the family of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set the disciples in their midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, "You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the lame man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by Jesus does this man stand here before you made whole. This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now, when they, the rulers, saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. You see, those who persecute the church always attack the people of the church. They don't attack Jesus. They don't attack the good things that are done, but they attack the people. They saw these disciples as people who did not have a university education, people who were ordinary people. They had not been schooled in religion, but what they did have was the power of the Holy Spirit, and they could say nothing against what they did or they said, but they could attack them, and that's what happened. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would give me strength and give those among us who are facing severe persecution, Lord, giving their lives up in the most terrible way for their testimony about Jesus. Give us strength. For they cannot attack you, O Lord God, so they attack us. But we will not be moved. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and we will stand fast with your help, with your power. Each of us can do that, even though we are ordinary people like Peter and John. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.